Even the most incorrigible maverick has to be born somewhere. He may leave the group that produced him, he may be forced to, but nothing will efface his origins, the marks of which he carries with him everywhere. I think it is important to know this, and even find it a matter for rejoicing, as the strongest people do, regardless of their station. On this acceptance, literally, the life of a writer depends. The charge has often been made against American writers that they do not describe society and have no interest in it. They only describe individuals in opposition to it or isolated from it. Of course, what the American writer is describing is his own situation. But what is Anna Karenina describing, if not the tragic fate of the isolated individual at odds with her time and place? The real difference is that Tolstoy was describing an old and dense society in which everything seemed, to the people in it, though not to Tolstoy, to be fixed forever. And the book is a masterpiece because Tolstoy was able to fathom and make us see the hidden laws which really govern the society and made Anna's doom inevitable.